The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
All of America, but let me dump poop on you. I'm going to poop. He was picking up on Triumph.
That's yes.
It was a tip of the cap to Robert Smigel and Triumph, the insult comic dog.
President for all of America, for me to poop on.
Man, Robert Smigel and... Triumph is so good. We will get to the president. We will get to No Kings and all that later. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan. Great to have Suzu back. She's breezy. And we're here, and let's just get to it right away. This version of the Vikings going nowhere. Nowhere. What is better than expected? Certainly not J.J. McCarthy. The number one story going into this season was...
Wasn't even close.
It was JJ.
Of course, has to be.
Can he match up, can he mirror the wizardry Kwesi and KOC pulled off in the offseason, adding some heft, some skill to the offensive and defensive lines when we have the skill? So JJ against the Bears for three quarters, a disaster. Okay, maybe very late in the third quarter. Then fourth quarter, it was good to very good.
Magic.
Yeah. I think sometimes we romanticize that fourth quarter a little bit. I think it was very good.
I'm going with magic.
Apparently you think he's Magic Johnson, okay? Then against the Atlantic Falcons, I couldn't find the rabbit in that hat, could he?
No magic.
Nope. Then he gets hurt and just get out of here. I saw some... These... Overrated, another overrated early here. The doctors who go on Twitter and automatically diagnose someone just the way the injury looks. This guy, I think it was Collar who retweeted it where he's like, oh, I could see this. He should have been back already. This is a soft benching.
I saw that one. And that's an actual doctor, too. This
that's
isn't
real,
the guy's playing
that's not
doctor.
Doc Rivers. It's not Dr. Jack Ramsey.
No, not Dr. J.
Other fake doctors, 651-461-9226. That's not Bugs Bunny.
No.
That's
Dr. Hook.
Dr. Hook. That's not. And he's like, well, Patrick Mahomes came back. Well, okay, again, like all ankle injuries are the exact same. So, JJ out. And then you know what Carson Wentz is? He's Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
He's not. And I happen to be watching that Eagles-Rams game years and years ago. When the Eagles would eventually come here after stomping the Vikings. Was it a week before, 2 weeks before? I forget, we had the week break. But Carson Wentz was the best quarterback in football that year until he's playing at the L.A. Sports Coliseum and he ruins his knee. And he watches Nick Foles in the Philly special right here. And he was decent the next year, but he just isn't the same. he yesterday, it was the full Carson Wentz experience of some good throws and some awful throws. And we're going to get to the controversial replay calls. By the way, I agree with the officials' rulings on both of them. Both of them, I think they got them right. On the Hockenson throw, he is so close to a brilliant catch. But if Wentz just throws a more accurate pass, he just catches it in stride.
Hit him in the numbers?
Yeah, hit him in the numbers. Hit him in the helmet. Hit him in the hands. Wherever he wants. So Hockenson, by the way, Hockenson, considering what they gave up for him, what they're paying him, and again, significant injury, he's been overrated. You're right?
Yeah.
They're paying him huge money. And he's just a slightly above average tight end. And a lot of that is tied to the injury. But I don't blame him for the Jalen Carter pick six. How would you like to have Jalen Carter coming at you? 300 pounds, Blake Brandel. Go ahead and get him, Jalen.
Turnstile?
Very turnstile. Would you like a turnstile like at your house? Like from the kitchen to your expansive dining room, you go through like the turnstile.
No, I get in the way.
How about like a revolving door?
I'd like saloon doors, like the old West.
Saloon doors. Yes.
You know? The only problem would be if the kids are following me in there, swing back right in the face. Boom.
Teach them a lesson.
That's true.
Would you wear a cowboy hat?
Cowboy hat, boots, spurs, chaps, the whole deal.
Keep the chaps at home, okay? Have you ever worn a cowboy hat?
Yes.
I have too.
Yeah.
Should we do a show wearing a cowboy hat coming up soon?
We could do that.
How about at the fair? Should we do a show?
We could have a cowboy hat show.
Brad, that's it. I'll do one show next year at the fair wearing a cowboy hat.
I lost a cowboy hat in Yellowstone National Park.
Really?
Yes.
That's tough.
Ended up in a hot spring.
How about his intentional grounding? I mean, what is he doing there?
That was a bad choice.
What is he doing? How about the awful throw to Addison? How about a number of other overthrows? He is who he is. There's a reason why he was signed to as many football teams as I was August 15th. He was on the street.
He's an above-average backup quarterback, and if you make him a starter, he's probably, what, 25th in the league?
I guess he's an above-average backup quarterback, but when the league desperately wants above-average backup quarterbacks, why wasn't he signed in the summer? I mean, this team brought in whoever they brought in. I mean, they're a pass. You don't even think about it. Was it Tarkington? I mean, who did they bring in? So you got Wentz. Then you got the defense. And Jalen Hurts, with the very measured, balanced, reasonable Philadelphia fans, is getting sautéed because he's not good enough. He doesn't see the field, and teams are loading up on Saquon. I wish my name was Saquon. That's a great name.
I don't think you look like a Saquon.
How do you know? Name me another Saquon outside of Saquon.
Well, I can't, but he's the one I picture, and you don't have the thighs.
No, not the thighs. Or a good-looking man.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Well, Adam Carter only likes one legs, and it's not Saquon Barkley's. Okay?
His are slightly more built than yours. Yes, he's just hit the leg press a little bit more.
Just a smidge. They're all loading up on Saquon, and so did this team yesterday. And he only had 44 yards. And really, on a couple of carries, he got most of the yards. And so they say to Jalen, we know you've won a national championship. We know you've won a Super Bowl. But see what you can do. And you know what he says? He goes, how about a perfect passer rating? How about 158.3? How about three TDs, no interceptions, 326 yards? And let me tell you what I'm going to do to my two wide receivers who apparently have been grumbling. Not happy with the passes. I'm going to get Devontae Smith 183 yards and one touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get A.J. Brown 121 yards and two touchdowns. I'm going to attempt five passes of 20 yards or more. And in those five passes, I'm going to go 5 of 5 for 215 yards.
Yeah, but the QBR was only 95.2 out of 100.
Okay. And then, can someone explain to me the Javon Hargrave situation here? Former Eagle. Guy's been beat up, but they were ecstatic when they landed him. And in the Bears game, he was a factor. Two sacks, plenty of pressures, and you're like, we got a big lug who can pass, mm-hmm. who can rush the quarterback.
Forget the Williams wall.
And now, he had 18 snaps yesterday. And I didn't hear a lot of an injury, did you?
Nope.
They had a bunch of other guys who were playing. They gave him a lot of money. And Rodgers got cooked a couple times. And Ivan Pace went from playing every play to zero. And I know they sacked Hurts, but when you watch that game, do you remember those sacks right now? Because Wentz was pressured a lot. And the offensive line rotation continued.
He was only sacked twice. I can't believe that.
And it felt like Wentz was pressured significantly more than Hurts, right?
It sure did. Hurts sacked three times, Wentz only two.
So, and then we're going to get to KOC and his reluctance to run the ball, because if Carson Wentz is Carson Wentz, then KOC is KOC. But if you don't have a quarterback who's really an upper-level quarterback, and he's not. You nailed it. He's mid-20s at best. And then you have a defense that I know their stats in some ways look pretty good. Let's just throw out the Bengals game. Right? The Bengals game was just everything happened perfectly. The Bears in the first half were running up and down the field. Bijan Robinson the entire game ran up and down the field. Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers look pretty darn effective. And I get the Philadelphia Eagles, by the way, I want to acknowledge this. They still might be the most talented team in the league, but this is the type of team you're going to play in the playoffs. Playoffs. You know, so if I'm talking this version is going nowhere, I mean in the playoffs. Because let's just talk about the offensive line, defensive line. I just gave you Hargrave. You don't really know Jonathan Allen a lot, do you? And poor Ryan Kelly has two concussions. And Will Fries, it doesn't seem like he's being a star. He plays. So the offseason moves haven't worked as well. JJ's been hurt. Wentz is Wentz. The defense is not as good as you thought it was. You're just a team. And nobody should really intimidate you or scare you in the NFC. But right now, you know what this season looks like? Developing J.J. McCarthy. That's what it looks like to me. As soon as he's ready, and God knows how beat up Wentz is. I don't know, unless KOC's met the meeting in the last 10 minutes, he hadn't talked. If J.J. was their third quarterback yesterday, I don't believe he's going to be the starter on Thursday. If he couldn't even be their backup yesterday, he's really going to be the starter on Thursday?
No.
Against a team that, by the way, they were overhyped too. And did you see who beat them yesterday? Danny Dimes. I mean, the two quarterbacks continue to just be looming out there.
Mm-hmm.
And as we said last week with Collar, if Sam Darnold plays against the Lions or the Rams and isn't atrocious in both games, I believe 98% they bring him back. But it was just that he was so bad, so similarly inept, that they went from saying, let's franchise him, to here's JJ. And then Jones, by multiple accounts, they gave Jones an offer even more than the Colts did. And Jones is an astute man. He said, they're going to commit to J.J. McCarthy. Or I have to try to beat out Anthony Richardson. And right now, Daniel Jones, I mean, just judging how they play this year, they're two of the six or seven best quarterbacks in the game, right?
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's nuts. And they were 1-2 on this roster last year.
We had how often have you heard if you have two quarterbacks, you have zero? The Vikings had two last year.
Yeah. Where would they be this year right now if they were starting Sam Darnold and Danny Dimes came back as the backup again?
Ooh.
And you got JJ as your third to develop.
You could put them both in at the same time. You don't know who's going to throw.
Are you dreading JJ? And again, I'm not giving – I got to take a break here at some point, by the way. Can we just skip commercial? I'm not willing to say McCarthy is done. That is nonsense. But right now, defendable moves. They are very defendable. Let's not forget how Sam Darnold played in those last two games. And Daniel Jones with the Giants was, let's play the game here that we're playing this segment. You know who he was? Daniel Jones. Now he's finally, you know he is in Indy? He's finally Danny Dimes. And Carson Wentz is not 2017 Carson Wentz. All right, you want to chime in, you can. We got plenty more to get to. 651-461-9226. Would you like me to talk about someone right here?
I would love to hear about what you do first thing in the morning.
I did it today. I literally thought of this spot. I said, I mean, not only do I talk about it, but I went to my Connecticut drinking water system, which I have from AquariusHomeServices.com. Aquarius started 1987, earning the right to be recommended. I recommend them whenever I get a chance to talk about it here on the radio, which I've done often at CCO, which I did at The Fan, Dave forever at this station. You hear other outlets because Aquarius is so good. Maybe tonight you might have to turn that furnace on. Did you take advantage last month? Yes, last month when Aquarius had a $29 furnace tune-up? Yeah, they can work with the utility room. They can also help you out with that water softener. But let's talk about that Kinetico drinking water system. I know many of you out there have been tempted. Now, many of you probably have one. Why not have the best drinking water system out there? Just have glass of water with your coffee, with your hot chocolate, with your oatmeal, whatever. Have the best water out there with a company I've been using at my house since 1993. They're great. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm a really big fan of this song. I know that.
Kings of Leon. Really good.
Yeah. Who is Leon?
These are his kings.
Yeah, exactly. The most famous Leon. Hang on. Of course, is from Curb.
Naturally. Should be.
Then I think Leon Spinks.
Okay.
Yeah. Number Leon's come to mind for you?
Leon Bridges, right?
Is that the singer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I share a birthday with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're a ways away from your birthday.
It's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Got the countdown? Are you Burt Bacharach?
What are we, a little under 9 months, I suppose?
Yeah, it's closing in. Should we take a call? Lou wants to talk about the purple. Lou, thanks for listening. Go ahead. You're on CCO.
Hi, guys. I heard there's a new NFL term. It's called double coverage. Why don't the Vikings ever double coverage? Devon Smith or A.J. Brown, and that these guys were, I felt sorry for them. They're out there on their own and that, and come on, you got to help the guys out a little bit on the cornerbacks and that.
Thank you, sir. There were times, I mean, on the big plays that he's talking about, and thank you, Lou, they expose people, right? The A.J. Brown play on the first touchdown, somebody posted again, where they throw it, and you're not sure if they're going to throw it, and A.J. Brown just kind of gives up on his route, and then when Hurts is kind of looking that way and kind of fades that way, then he starts running. And again, A.J. Brown and Josh Metellus and Olsen did a very good job where Rodgers came across with Brown, and they just clearly must have confusion because you want Metellus on Goddard, the tight end, and you want Rodgers on Brown, and that one. Then Rodgers got toasted twice.
Yeah.
You know? It seemed like they were playing a decent amount of zone, too. And, you know, the rap on Hurts is if he has to see the field a lot, he's going to get exposed. That he's not as consistently accurate as some of the best quarterbacks. But, man, he's streaky. Because think about Grady played in the two Super Bowls. He played phenomenal in the first loss to the Chiefs. They're a weird team because, in the sense, Sirianni still takes a lot of crap. Won one Super Bowl, two another. They just collapsed that 1 year at 23. But his winning percentage is like 75% or something.
Mm-hmm.
But Lou's right. On those plays, they were completely isolated. Let's get to the couple of the controversies. Blake Brandel, without a shred of doubt, grabs the right shoulder of, I forget, was it Carter, was it Davis, the Eagles offensive line. 1,000%, the opposite camera shows Brandel grabbing the guy's right shoulder. Then later, does he pull back and kind of slap him down? Yes, he does, and the guy goes down. But, like, I saw so many Vikings, including media members, showing the one angle where you can't see him grabbing, clearly saying this is a terrible call. What replay? I mean, come on. You need to watch this replay. He grabs him initially.
I think it looked like the Eagles player put his shoulder in Brandel's hand. At that point, what is he supposed to do?
And then he forced him to grip it.
Yeah.
Right? I had no problem with that call. the catch through the ground thing is just is so bizarre, and I think we all think of it initially because of Dez Bryant, right? That Dez Bryant play when the Cowboys were at Lambeau and they're going to win that game with Romo, and he makes that great play down the sidelines, and it seems like Dez Bryant has the ball for about an hour and a half, and then he kind of places the one hand on the ground, and it does seem like how they judge and call that play in the middle of the field is different. But Hockenson lunges, and when we question his athletic ability, his speed, phenomenal athletic ability there. Lunging out, catches it, gets his hands absolutely underneath it initially. And they have to show you that second or even third replay. But when it's kind of going from his hands to down his chest, it crystal clear. He has to readjust. It bobbles. And again, do I love how they call that play? I really don't. Because you could just, like Mason did, with one hand, flick the ball, and it just barely crosses the plane. Touchdown. Then you catch it, and you have to catch it for 3 days.
It's long enough to make a football move.
But the way they call it, that's the play.
Yeah.
That's just
in
the way.
Backyard football, high school football, that's a catch 1,000% of the time.
And I think it should be a catch, but that's not the way they call it.
That's the rule. That's the rule. And sorry, yeah, once you saw that view from kind of under his body as he's coming up, sorry, his hands are off the ball at that point because it's rolling down, as you said.
It seems like it was enough to me, right? And then on KOC, he talks a big game on running. He just does. Because when they're down there inside the 10 and they got three chances. Now, you can argue the first one, Dave, he sees Jefferson solo, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's got to run the ball more. He just has to run the ball more. When you have Carson Wentz, you can't have Carson Wentz in a competitive game when the Eagles were giving you chance after chance after chance. You got to run the ball more. When he starts the third quarter, guess what he does? Runs the ball. It works. All right, let's pause. Kurt Dowd. Frequent guest of the show, former Speaker of the House, Republican. What are the Republicans doing with an open Senate seat? What, honestly, are they doing? Mr. Doubt is next.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
My memory last segment is we started talking Leon's, but then never identified the bumper music theme.
I heard from Bump Theme. It texted me.
See, I remembered. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is our theme? I mean, two great songs to start.
Well, we've had Kings of Leon. We've had the King of Rock and Roll.
Yeah, well, No Kings.
In honor of No Kings Day, we have an All Kings Day today.
Let me ask this guest, Kurt Dowd, the former Speaker of the House, were you out protesting Saturday? Can I find video of Kurt Dowd somehow, somewhere at a No Kings rally? My gut instinct tells me that did not happen.
I would say the only way that's possible is with AI now.
And with AI now, I have no idea in the next year or two what is going to be real and what is going to be not. We might get into some AI.
I'm having trouble figuring it out now when I see stuff on Facebook. It's amazing.
Oh, man. Well, right now, my obsession. Are you on TikTok?
I am.
Yeah. I love it.
Well,
I'm
a viewer on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. I just watch stuff, and I got an odd combination. But right now I have is it Sora, where it's just basically famous figures in strange places, including my latest run is a lot of former presidents retiring from the NBA. Like last night, George Washington played his last game with the Washington Wizards. It's just bizarre stuff. And I laugh at it, but I'm also troubled by it. I'm very concerned about how many people, including myself and maybe you, we're going to fool in the next few years. Let's get to this open Senate seat in your home state of Minnesota. You have Tina Smith stepping down, and it's not like Tina would have been invincible. Let's be clear about that. She's much more outspoken and visible now since she's decided to step down. So it seems like the Democrats in this race, it's pretty established. The more centrist of the two is Angie Craig. The more left-leaning and proud of it is Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. And then on the Republican side, it's Royce White again and some other names that are not well-known. Kurt, your party has a great chance for the Senate seat and then a beleaguered Governor Walz, who clearly is not as popular as he was in 18 and 22 with the two Fs, fraud and fatigue. What's going on with the party? Why don't they have better names involved, in particular in the Senate race, and then react to who's in the governor's race?
Yeah, I don't disagree with your analysis there. I think what's going on from the Republican perspective is that folks see the governor's race as this opportunity, right? You've got an embattled governor who, you know, is carrying some baggage coming off of the presidential race as the VP nominee. He's had more fraud than any other governor in the history of our country. You know, that's going to be baggage for him going into this race. We've never elected a governor to a third term in Minnesota. So I think the folks lining up are thinking that the governor's race is the one that everybody kind of wants. When you're right, the Senate race, you know, frankly, being an open seat and in a year like this, you know, with a top of the ticket governor's race, that potentially will be competitive, I think it's a great opportunity for the right candidate. I think we've struggled on the Republican side to develop candidates and to, you know, we tend to kind of, and I suppose Democrats would say this too, but I was going to say we tend to eat our own. you know, we haven't won a statewide race since it'll be 20 years now, since 2006.
Right.
So that's not a great track record. But I think this year, now on the flip side of that, this is a Trump midterm, which historically
it's tough.
The elections kind of move against the party of the incumbent president in their first midterm. So it should be a cycle that's working against us. If you know, I'm kind of a politico, so I'm kind of watching what's going on right now in New Jersey and Virginia. And
right.
those elections are going to happen here in just a couple of weeks. If Republicans overperform there, I think you might get some more interest in these races from what we might consider kind of higher tier candidates.
Okay, for about 6 to 8 years, I would ask you this question and others would ask you this question because you were one of the most visible Republicans. And you, I know, gave consideration a number of times for running and eventually did not. Do you think that's just happening with a number of other prominent Republicans? And then for you, is there any scenario where you would jump back into politics and jump into this race, having a fair amount of name recognition in this state?
Yeah, yeah. No, I tell you what, I would love to. I've been getting a lot of phone calls recently asking if I would run for governor. I haven't really thought too much about the Senate race. I wouldn't say I'm seriously thinking about the governor's race. It's kind of people to think of me and mention my name, but I don't know realistically. In a month, if things go right in New Jersey and Virginia for Republicans and it looks like the environment is good, will I take a look at it? I mean, I've been kind of in the back of my mind thinking about it, but I wouldn't say super seriously. To answer your question more directly about others, I kind of think so. And there's a lot of risk that goes with that, right? To put yourself out there for a year and a half or 2 years, running for office, trekking across the state is a big commitment from a Republican perspective, a very low chance of success, right? We haven't won that statewide race in 20 years. That's a lot of losses. I think there's some questions about the infrastructure on the Republican side, if we're really equipped to run, to raise the money, to run and to win a statewide race. And that's part of the problem. But with someone like a Tim Walz who has, I think his last polling that I saw was 46 approve, 46% disapprove of his performance. Yeah. That's not where you want to be as an incumbent governor running for reelection. Also, I will remind folks that whoever's running against him should be able to raise huge money nationwide. He now has a nationwide profile, and he is very polarizing to donors outside of the state of Minnesota. So if you could bring some money in, I'll use as an example, whoever the Republican is that runs against Ilhan Omar, even though they have zero chance of winning, they're always able to raise $2 or $3 million just by sending emails outside the state of Minnesota, right? Because people know Ilhan Omar's name and want to fund somebody running against her. That same phenomena, probably exponentially greater, will be the case for whoever's running against Tim Walz. And I actually think Democrats should consider, and Tim Walz should consider, whether he's the right candidate to run for reelection. But he's announced he's going to, and I think that's good for Republicans.
Right. He did, right? He's going to run, and I think there were plenty of Democrats at the top level who were dismayed because they aren't convinced. Well, I think they still believe he's going to win.
I had actually heard, through the grapevine that major donors, there was some scuttlebutt about whether Amy Klobuchar was going to run for that. Didn't want to run and that she was going to run. And I had
100%.
Heard that major donors had pulled him aside and said, and I know enough people that I believe this to be true, but major donors pulled him aside and said, if she doesn't run and you don't have a super top tier candidate, you need to run again. Because you've seen what's happening on the Democrat side in our party with Omar Khattab being, winning the endorsement for the city of Minneapolis. And, that the party is moving hard left. And I think the more moderate Democrats or the party Democrats or the donors, the institutional donors to the Democratic Party don't want to see that because they see that as the further left they move, the less chance we have to stay competitive and win these races.
This is why I like having you on the show, because you gave me a lot of material there, including the one scuttlebutt that I heard, like you, from dozens of people, that when a lot of us believed for a while that Walls wasn't going to run. The belief was that Klobuchar was going to continue to take the temperature for 28 and the presidential race, and just to see if there was any lane for her. And if it was no, that she then was going to step in. She then was going to step in, and let's be honest, she's the most popular politician in this state, you know, Republican or Democrat.
Yep.
And if she would have ran for governor, she's winning. And then the X factor was, and I'm not sure this would have happened, but the X factor was if she won and now she has her open seat, that she would appoint who to replace her? Tim Walz.
The governor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
we had heard too.
Yeah. Now, she's such a savvy politician, and she knows how that worked out with Wendy Anderson in the 70s. I'm not convinced she would have done that. But listen, Steve Simon clearly was ready to run too. You know?
Yeah. I'm also very interested in what that would have done to the Republican field, right? Because you have people kind of lining up, and I don't know, top tier, second tier, whatever you want to call them. I don't know that we have any really super, super strong candidates that are in it or considering it, but that might be a function of us just having not developed great candidates.
That's it.
But if she would have been the gubernatorial nominee, would everybody then switch over to the open Senate seat?
Yes.
all the Republicans, right? People would have run. And right now, Republicans are really seriously looking at it, flocking towards the governor's race. They would have all switched and gone to the Senate race, I think. But it leaves the Senate race open now, and if we've got a competitive top of the ticket and you see a very competitive race in Virginia and New Jersey here in a couple of weeks, there's an opportunity for Republicans in Minnesota to also be competitive in that Senate race.
Okay,
people should be looking at that race.
So let me jump back and remind folks, the Speaker of the House, Kurt Dowd, is with us. I want to get back to you, because the first thing you said is when I ask about this, you say, I'd love to. If you'd love to get in the race, what prevents you from saying, I'm young enough, I'm healthy enough, I get this, I have, you know, among the candidates in the race, you by far have the strongest name recognition. What is stopping you from jumping into that race?
You know, I haven't totally ruled it out. I would say number one that holds me back right now is whether or not Republicans are equipped and ready and want to win a statewide race. Whether we have the infrastructure, whether, you know, we tend to eat our own, and especially through that process of endorsement and primary. So that's holding me back a little bit. I also will tell you, and this is no surprise, but I was, you know, Melissa Hortman was minority leader when I was speaker, and I was minority leader when she was speaker. We were each other's kind of primary counterpart in our careers. And I get people that ask me all the time, are you sad that you've left, or do you miss it? And politics has gotten so polarizing right now that folks are out, you know, shooting each other. And you know, the things that we're saying about each other right now, which, you know, maybe there's an argument to be made that good people should be in politics. But I'll tell you what, I feel like I got out at the right time. And I don't know if I'm out forever. I appreciate your kind words. But I haven't ruled it out, but I wouldn't say I'm necessarily leaning towards running, but I'm taking a look at it.
Is part of it having to answer questions about the President of the United States and some of the things he does, where I know in policy positions you agree with the majority, but like speaking of AI, him dumping poop on a No Kings rally and other things, I know that's not your approach.
You know, for me, it's not really. I actually, you know, I think he's done some really good things. You know, some of the stuff that he does may be a little childish. It makes me laugh. The same way you and I talked about, you know, AI videos of former presidents retiring from the NBA or what playing their last game, whatever it was. You know, that stuff entertains us. Sometimes do I think maybe the president shouldn't do that? At this point, you know, yeah, I have the same reaction sometimes.
Sometimes
sure
it's pretty
does.
Cruel, though, right? Pretty demeaning.
It can be. It can be, yeah. But I also remember, and I try to remember what they've done to him, right? Some of these, you know, the lawsuit or the case about the value of his properties with all of the, you know, I mean, they just drug him through the gutter, trying to convict him on all of these charges that now seem to be getting overturned, and you know, on appeal they seem to be getting reversed. And I think people see, you know, they were targeting him politically. Nobody else had ever been prosecuted for, you know, the value of their, you know.
Well, okay, can I just jump in on that though? But if you own real estate, and for loan purposes you say it's worth $300 million, and then for tax purposes you say it's worth $30,000, that's a problem, yeah. Right? And again, Letitia James campaign saying she was going to get him. That was idiotic,
yeah.
Right? That was idiotic. You can't do that with the same piece of real estate and just change the value for whatever suits you best.
Well, you know, no, they have. But why haven't they prosecuted anybody else for that? And the reality is, if you take out a loan, somebody else, the bank is always going to verify the value of the property. They're not going to take your word for it.
Yeah.
And on taxes, there's a tax assessor that works for the government that determines the value of your property. It doesn't really matter what his internal books say. And the fact that nobody else had ever been prosecuted for that, I feel pretty comfortable that they prosecuted him on things for political reasons that they shouldn't have. And I think now they regret doing.
Some do. You're right.
I guess. Yeah. I guess you're right.
Yeah, I got to jump in. I'm already super
Sounds
late.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
if you announce, you better announce here. Let's go.
Thanks, Ed.
Kurt Dowd, the former Speaker of the House. Not sure he's quite out yet.
Didn't sound like it.
Let's see what happens in Virginia and New Jersey.
Very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. All right, let me talk Stretch Lab. Last time I saw Kurt Dowd, every time I see Kurt Dowd, he's in pretty good shape. You're in pretty good shape. Me, eh. Doesn't matter if you're in good shape, great shape, awful shape. All of us can be helped at Stretch Lab. StretchLab.com. Dozen plus locations in the metro area. Yeah, you. All of us should stretch more. All of us should stretch at our apartment, our house, maybe where we work out. But how about also adding to it with trained professionals who will make it even better for you? They'll assess you. They have the technology to do that. They'll have a conversation with you. And the first time you go, sign up for that 50-minute session. It's fantastic. I guarantee you're going to walk out feeling a little better, a little taller, and most likely saying, hey, how can I become a member here at Stretch Lab? I've been since 2019. They're great. StretchLab.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.